This is Hilary Salick reading my poem, An Oyster Shell. An oyster shell. What is it? Once one of two, together hinged to hold a being, something alive. Such an inner wall, with a dark patch like a fingerprint smudge or a bruise, purple, blue-black on the silvery pearl, the whole face utterly smooth with a bit of bend. Yes, I run my finger over it. And on the other side, texture concentric from the thicker tip. The oyster grew this shell in rings, as the tree does, but first with sperm and ovum, then fertilized thing, swirled through light and dark by the nourishing wave, and careless, maybe joyful within it. Soon possessor of cilia swimming, soon of eye and foot, able to choose direction, location, to seek the surface that called it, the substrate, the home, to be attached, attached, attached with the others. The shell holds my vitamin pills, powdery white disc, soft yellow capsule. I swallow them, study the shell's history, protein matrix directing crystal formation, calcite, aragonite, and the oyster kept filtering the mineral for months, years, the shell growing as the oyster grew. We opened them, slid the knife smoothly, severing oyster from shell, raised each to our lips, took the oysters into our warm bodies. Never till now did I imagine organs, one heart, two nerves, the mouth, the gut, that the creature within possessed parts. What is consciousness to an oyster? Does it know us? How primitive, how beyond me, the mind of the oyster. Once we found little crabs inside, whether guests, intruders, or friends we didn't know, and set them aside with the empty shells. I use the shells to decorate my garden, and this one on my table is a small open palm. Oh, those circles of growth, those rough petal-like folds. The shells are too good to throw out. I'm thinking about the oyster and the words about the oyster and the ocean full of seedlings of all sorts. There's a kind of contentment with a thrill built in. I see how my intelligence flows like water, where it's needed and is shaped by how it's needed, not just mine, anyone's, even the oyster's. I picture my intelligence trickling into situations, soaking dry places, making them wet. The intelligence of water, the trickles of mind as it drifts through cycles.